Dr. Matthew Wright from UNSW joins us each Wednesday. He discusses something interesting from the fascinating world of renewable energy. And this week it's going to be the amount of solar panels that are being deployed around the world. They're rapidly increasing, and this is predicted to accelerate in the future. Now, this is great for curbing carbon emissions. However, the massive amount of solar panels that are being produced in the next 10 years has actually led researchers to think about the sustainability of the materials that actually go into making solar panels. To find out more, Dr. Matt Wright spoke to Associate Professor Dr. Brett Hallam from UNSW.
Hi, Brett. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt.
It's really good to have you here to talk about the sustainability issues regarding solar PV. But before we talk about material usage and sustainability, can you give us a bit of an idea about, over maybe the next 10 years or in the future, how are we expecting the solar industry to grow?
Yeah, that's a great question, Matt. The future predictions are pretty mixed depending on the source of information, but there are some recent publications talking about basically 70 terawatts of installed PV capacity by 2050. And this is about 100 times more than what we currently have deployed around the world. And I guess there are some really good reasons on why this might be the case. And in particular, solar is now the cheapest form of new electricity and even cheaper than fossil fuels. And it's become so cheap that we can also start to think about charging up hybrid and electric vehicles with solar, and this would be cheaper than using petrol or diesel.
Right. So that seems like quite a large uptake. Just to clarify, so at the moment we have a bit less than 1 terawatt installed.
That's correct. It's around 760 gigawatts. So probably around a coal-fired power plant is around 1 gigawatt. So globally, we have probably around 750 or so coal-fired power plants where the solar panels deployed.
Right. And I guess even though there's variations in different projections, it seems like it's going to be a massive increase between now and 2050.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the price being so low will really drive the market.
And also hopefully to other applications as well, not just kind of rooftop solar, but maybe be more important as we have more electric vehicles or other possible avenues.
Yeah, this is where some of these really large projections are talking about not just using solar for direct electricity, but for transportation and other sectors where solar can actually provide a cheaper alternative.
Well, if we're going to see this rapid uptake and large increase, can you tell us, when we make a solar cell, there are kind of materials, obviously, that have to go into that fabrication process. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the challenges we might run into in terms of accessing raw materials based on your recent publication that's just come out?
Yeah, well, I guess that there are challenges for materials across the whole value chain in solar when we think about increases in production capacity per year of maybe even a factor of 30 within the next decade. And this is also for materials like silicon, copper, and aluminium, which are really abundant, to make sure that, I guess, supply can meet the rapidly growing demand. And all mining does have concerns around the environmental and social impacts. But for other materials, they're much more scarce, like silver, indium, and bismuth, which is really the focus of our recent publication. And we really don't have enough to make solar cells in exactly the same way as what we do now when we get to terawatt scales of annual production. And for example, currently solar cells use around 90 milligrams of silver each, but last year there were around 20 billion solar cells made, which consumed almost 3,000 tons of silver, which is 11% of global supply. And we really need to keep in mind that other industries need these materials too. And silver is going to be also important for, I guess, electrification of the automotive industry with hybrid vehicles. The same for mobile phones.
Right. So, it's not just solar vying for those supply of silver. So you mentioned three materials there, silver, indium, and bismuth, but I guess one of the main focuses on silver. So can you just tell us a bit about why do we need silver? What is silver used for in a solar cell?
Yeah, silver is used for the metal contacts of solar cells, which is the most conductive metal. So it's used in all of the mainstream solar cell technologies. So they're heavily dependent on this. And in particular, we use screen printing just like you screen print a T-shirt, but here we're screen printing silver paste to form the metal contacts.
So, yeah, you mentioned that currently the solar industry is using around 11% of the global supplies of silver, but it's going to be rapidly expanding over the next 10 years or into the future. So what are some of the potential solutions that people are looking into to overcome this problem?
Yeah, well, over time, we naturally reduce the amount of silver we need as we for each solar cell just through natural learning. But really, we need a lot of innovation if we stick to, I guess, screen printing technology, which is the same technology as we use to screen print T-shirts. So silver is the dominant metal used for industrial solar cells because of its conductivity. So here at UNSW, we're looking at new ways of, I guess, smart printing to look at really reducing silver consumption, but in a way that allows us to maintain using standard screen printing technology. But there are also some really exciting other developments that are silver-free. For example, an Australian company, SunDrive, which has many past UNSW students, they achieved a new world record of 25.5% efficiency a couple of weeks ago using their silver-free copper plating process. So this is a really exciting opportunity for the industry to completely eliminate silver.
Right. So I guess we can look at significantly reducing it or possibly removing silver completely by using a different metal. Well, Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show and I guess shining some light on some issues which are probably not talked about as much. But I feel as though I should probably let you go so you can get back to trying to solve this metal-based problem. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt. Yeah, I fully agree. We need to start talking more about the issue when we're dealing with such potential growth of the industry in the future to make sure that solar is sustainable today, but we need to make sure it remains being sustainable when we have these massive expansions of the industry.
Well, yeah, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Matt.
That was Associate Professor Brett Hallam from UNSW speaking about issues regarding the sustainable use of materials that go into making solar panels.